I hate to tell you, but if you don't get a heart transplant, you're going to die. I looked at him with my good friend Grady Jones, who was sitting there. And if you don't know Grady Jones, he's one of the experiences of life. He's a Christian. I looked at him, I said, Doc, I don't owe anybody money except the IRS. And I'm ready to go. That doctor didn't know what to say. Grady looked at him and said, Doc, he means it. That doctor took, seemed like an eternity to say something. He said, what you need to do is I'll send you over to Shands Hospital. And they did. And I went through all the tests. And they said, yes, you're a good candidate for a new heart. And I was laying there in anticipation of a heart transplant, scared, slapped to death. The reason I'm not a medical doctor is because I can't stand hospitals. I can't work on people. I suppose about every medical procedure, catheterizations, EKGs, colon replacement, all kinds of things I've done on chickens, but not humans. Can't do it. It took all the weakness that I could live with to put me in the hospital. And I was laying there. One of my doctors was a Dr. Arando, Juan Arando, Puerto Rican, blonde hair and blue eyes, one of the best doctors I've ever seen. My other doctor is Dr. Schofield. He's from Trenton, Florida, a little old town a little bit bigger than Bell, the other city in Gilchrist County. I have a complete trust in those men. And Shands Hospital. That's why I stayed in Florida all these years. But I was laying there and got to thinking, what do I want most in life? I was serious with the doctor. I've been sick. And I got where I couldn't tote my gun to the deer stand. I was so weak. Now that ain't important to a lot of people, but it was for me. And those boys that I'd whipped when we were young in football, and I'd outshot in the dove field for years, they laughed at me when I couldn't raise the gun like I used to. And I thought, still do, that I was living right with God. I was ready to go. That was in 2000. Eight. I don't know if you've ever been in a hospital for an extended period of time, but it gives a lot of time to think. And I got to thinking, what do I really want? That's when I came up with this sermon. Romans 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. At that time in my life, I had two grandchildren, Thomas Andrews Hodonko and Max Timothy Joseph. I couldn't think of anything else in the world that I wanted more than them to be saved. And so I thought that that's a challenge I need to leave people. I want you to take that verse. Instead of the word Israel, I want you to put a name in. For some of you, it may be a spouse that it may be even sitting next to you today that's not a Christian. I'm not embarrassed to bring that up. If you're not a Christian, understand that deep down within her or his heart, they want you to be a Christian. And maybe a child that never obeyed the gospel. Have you told them what you want of them? My heart's desire. Have you ever desired something and just wanted it? I know some of you have because you play sports and you have got that fire and you want it. And you'll do anything to get it. It may be extra work to buy a new shotgun or a bass boat or one of them clubs you hit balls around with. But if you want something bad enough, you'll find a way to get it. Paul said, my heart's desire and prayer to God. You need to pray to God. Bring God into this equation. You can't do everything by yourself. Pray to God. And in that verbalization, I recommend audibly so you can hear it. I know God hears silent prayers. Don't misunderstand me. But bring yourself and let it be regular. And trust the will of God. Good and honest people will obey the gospel. But some people, kind of reminds me of a fellow that I knew as a Bible class teacher and so on. And when I got to be older, my dad said, you know what he used to do? And I said, no. He said he owned the local bar. One day, Dad and Harry Pickup Sr. went by and said, Ira, when are you going to get out of this? He said, I believe we will right now. He sold all his holdings, bought a Western Auto, and when I knew him, when I was in high school, he was the treasurer of the local congregation and sold me my first Zebco 33 and taught the Bible class and furnished the Jeep for me to follow Sally or Dolly in to Burdock. But somebody had to ask him. I don't know if his wife had ever said anything to him about obeying the gospel. Think about that. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Max and Thomas is that they might be saved. Now, since then, I've got three other grandchildren. I want them to go to heaven, too, but it's a little hard to add Christina and Maggie and Daniel and all of that. But think about it. And I challenge you, don't let this week go by without praying for that special person. And don't let this week go by without talking to them. I know about this. Sarah knows that I know about this. My daughter wasn't a Christian forever, I thought. But she was baptized in her 20s. And I prayed every day. And good people, and the grace of God gave her the opportunity to be a Christian. May God bless you and add His blessing to the study of your word.